So I had a rather unpleasant ECT this week, and it had nothing to do with the ECT itself. That went decently fine. Wasn't great this week, but probably because it played into the other things that went wrong. So in my previous years of ECT, I have had issues of awareness under anaesthetic, so being able to hear what's happening around me, but being paralyzed. I've also had issues with my heart rate, and I had an issue where my heart stopped during ECT once. So they had to change the muscle relaxant, change the placement of the electrodes. I also had issues where it took them 8 minutes to get me to go to sleep with propofol. So I am on a very high dose of propofol just to get me to go to sleep. It takes longer for me than normal people. We have no idea why. I'm not even ginger, so I don't get to say that I have the ginger gene or whatever. But this week, the anaesthetist decided to put in the muscle relaxant first. Normally it goes alfentanil, propofol, wait till I'm asleep, put in the muscle relaxant. But he did it first this week, and I had about 15 seconds where I was completely paralyzed and wide awake, could not breathe, could not move, and I was just counting, waiting desperately for the propofol to kick in. And it was horrifying. Like, just that feeling again of being completely paralyzed, unable to breathe, hearing everything that's happening around me. No one else is aware that what's going on. And then when I woke up, I immediately told the recovery nurse what had happened. She ran and got the anaesthetist. He came out and he was so dismissive of the whole thing. He's like, "Oh yeah, you know, I did it because I thought it might be better and give us a better shot at getting the treatment right." And he was like, "You might have had a second or two where you could, you know, start to feel it seeping in." I'm like, "No, I had 15 seconds. I sat there counting where I was completely paralyzed." And he was so dismissive. And then my seizure was subpar this 4 week, which, you know, hopefully won't do anything in terms of like. Anyway, like, I've just been so anxious the last few days because of that. I've been dreaming about it. And it probably would have been more fine if I hadn't already had so many notes about history of awareness under anesthesia and all the other issues I've had. So that's my fortnightly ECT update. Cannot wait to go talk to my psychiatrist about it and hopefully never have to have that anesthetist again.